Chapter 28. On the bridge of the Conqueror, 300 souls moved in ordered anarchy as they orchestrated the 12th Legion flagship and the fleet of warships that surrounded it. While overall command was held by Admiral Gebron, holding court upon an elevated central dais, control of the dizzying array of systems and concerns involved with the Legiones Astartes warfleet was divided between various captains and sub-commanders, who oversaw everything from the heat distribution of the Conqueror's reactor heart to the reloading of her massive weapons batteries. The duty of controlling the flagship's long-range AWSPECs fell to Lieutenant Vincenz Carafi. Ever since his birth and aristocratic upbringing, atop the spires of Hive Primus on the lavish world of Plutonis, Vincenz had never been given cause to have a low opinion of himself. It was by such confidence and his pedigree that he had risen to a command position aboard the Conqueror, his eye never straying long from the brass throne at the centre of the bridge he planned to occupy one day. The current campaign bored him. The enemy had no fleet or defence network for the Conqueror to rip apart with her guns, and none of the shipmasters had mustered the courage to chance an orbital bombardment after Brujo. That left Vincenz Carafi with nothing to do but pace his station dugout, checking over the cadre of servitors monitoring the edge of the system for AWSPEC's disturbances.
"Proximity alarm,"
droned one of Carafi's charges, as a ream of data vellum began to issue from the enmeshed mouth of an adjoining servitor.
"Warp translation. Warp translation. Warp translation. Warp translate."
Carafi depressed a rune on the back of the servitor's head, ceasing its verbal functions. Leaning forward, Vincenz pulled one corner of the ream of printing tactical data, tearing along the perforations against the second servitor's front teeth. He examined the vellum, his eyes darting quickly over the tiny lines of text freshly inked onto it. After reaching the bottom, he shot his subordinate a sharp glance.
"You," said Vincenz, laying a gloved hand on the man. "Check this again."
"But, sir,"
the crewman answered, gesturing towards the screen.
"It's already been..."
Vincenz's grip tightened, fingers digging into the meat of the man's shoulder.
"Check it again."
Both of them held for a moment, waiting as translation ciphers repeated, rewriting the blunt knotwork runes that appeared on screen into something legible. The process completed, and Vincenz straightened, pawling, the finest beads of sweat breaking across his brow. The lieutenant's boots clanged softly against the deck as he hurried towards the command dais. Admiral Gebron was standing in front of the immense brass throne at its centre, conferring with the hololithic projections of his captains and senior officers serving aboard the other ships. Vincenz stopped a respectful distance from the dais before taking a step closer, listening in to the discussion between the shipmasters.
"You tell that spire-born princess that she is to keep her vessel in formation as ordered,"
Gebron snapped.
"I don't give a damn who her father is."
Vincenz took another step towards the dais, then another, until the admiral took notice of him with a scowl.
"What is it, Lieutenant Carafi?"
"My lord," said Vincenz, his pallor increasing as he cleared his throat. "There has been a massive warp translation at the edge of the system. AWSPEC's coding has returned, been verified and confirmed."
"Well, spit it out then,"
Gebron demanded.
"Who is it?"
Before Vincenz could answer, the projections of three of the shipmasters extinguished. Gebron looked up, watching the others engage in hurried conference with crew members on their own ships before also cutting the link. The admiral looked down at the lieutenant, locking Vincenz beneath his steel gaze.
"Who?"
"My lord," replied Carafi. "The lead vessel has been confirmed as the Hrafnical, with an entire fleet at her back. Primarch Russ and his wolves are here.